for granted. I mean, it's tough to win in the NFL, so just appreciate every win.
For a group of guys that hasn't played a lot together, what's been the key to kind of gelling as well as you have?
I mean, just through OTAs, through camp, all through the season. Just everyone's been working really hard, all the backups, everyone just everyone's got a next man up mentality here, and we had a few guys go down, but you know, guys stepped up, and you know, I got all the faith in the world that they're going to do their job.
Have you been to London before?
No, I haven't. Okay. No, I have not. So, it'll be the first time.
You guys, Mike said yesterday, a sleep specialist.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little about?
Yeah, I got to sleep. Got to get on their sleep schedule. So just. I was up at 5:30 this morning. Not even because of that. I was just up. I couldn't sleep, so I was like, I'll start my early London training sleep schedule.
What was the biggest takeaway from, you know, what they had to offer?
They just, you know, told us what it's going to be like. I mean, it's an early game. We, you know, on Sunday, I was eating breakfast at 8:30 in the morning. I was like, you know, next week we're going to be kicking off at this time. So it's just, you know, it's different, but. You know, I think we got a good plan. Go ahead and, you know, just sleep as much as we can, especially on the flight out there. And, yeah.
So it's like a short week mentality in a way, right? Get your brain trained, too.
Yeah. I mean, we're not – I'm trying not to worry about it too much, you know, just whatever. I'm just going to do whatever they tell me to do and concentrate on the Browns.
The way Tony in camp moved everyone around and played different positions too, isn't that very helpful? A lot of coaches don't do that early.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good for offensive linemen just be able to play more than one position because you never know what's going to happen, and you might be playing 3-4 positions in one game. You never know, so you just always got to be ready and know what everyone else is doing.
Who'd you say is the leader of that
right now? I mean, our captain Riley, he's the best, you know. But you know, Joe's a savvy veteran, so I mean, he's just always been there for everyone and helps everyone out.
Mm. Hey, Mike, Case hasn't been sacked in his last 3 games. You know, in addition to the good blocking, obviously,
right.
You know, how does Case contribute to that with his?
Case, he knows what he's doing out there, and he does his job really well. But you know, we're not worried about, you know, whoever's back there. We're just doing the best we possibly can and block as long as we possibly can.
You guys had belief that you could be a good unit.
Right.
You still probably need some games.
Right.
To feel it yourself.
Yeah.
Was there a moment when...
I don't know. I've just been playing and not really worried about any of that stuff.
You've got so much going on out in the field. Mm-hmm. During a game, do you realize when guys are injured and just getting off the field?
When guys get hurt, you just, you know, it sucks. But, you know, it's part of football. You just got to... Got to adjust, and you know, like I was saying earlier, I got all the faith in the world that, you know, the next guy up comes in there, I know he's going to do best he possibly can. He's going to do his job, but just try not to worry about any of that stuff.
How much does it change the communication, though? I mean, if you're used to one guy next to you and somebody else.
No, I mean, we've been rotating it now and stuff like that, so we know what to expect, no matter who's in there.
Sorry, what shows up on film? What's been showing up as far as why things have?
I mean, we've just been blocking guys, I guess. I don't know. We're just trying to play a physical game and just try to make it real physical up front. And maybe we've been doing a good job at that.
Especially with a guy like Latavius, who's been working really hard.
Right.
He kind of saw daylight yesterday.
Oh, man, it was amazing. I absolutely loved it. It was great. I mean, that play made me very happy.
With as much as Cleveland has struggled lately, there's sort of this thought that you guys can't possibly lose this game. I mean, how do you fight, you know?
I don't know. I'm not worried about their previous game. I mean, they're an NFL team. They're pretty damn good. So, I mean, I know it's going to be a tough game on Sunday. They always are, no matter who we're playing. So I'm not worried about, you know, their record or anything like that. I mean, they're a really good team. So we're just going to take it one day at a time.
Joe Thomas's 10,000 consecutive snaps streak yesterday. How impressive is that?
That's incredibly. I mean, that's incredible. I'm sad that it ended for him, but you know, he's a hell of an athlete, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. Underappreciated in many ways.
Joe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure, but I have a lot of respect for him.
Like the quarterbacks will watch Aaron Rodgers on film and kind of be impressed by him. Is that kind of the same way with Lineman watching Joe Thomas?
Yeah, I mean, he's just, to be able to play that long, it's really impressive. And I don't know who's the second longest streak. I don't know. Can't even be close to that, I feel like. I mean, it's very impressive.
probably playing that long, though, playing at a really high level.
Exactly, too. Yeah. Yeah, and especially offensive line, you know, it's a physical game. But no, he did it. He's a great athlete, and like I said, you know, I've been watching.